the cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 30th of May, 2012. Those who are new to the broadcast should help themselves to the audios, which are there for free download at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. There's over 1,000 to choose from, and I go through the history of the big cabals that formed over 100 years ago, who set themselves up. They already were the richest guys in the world, and they set themselves up to take over the world and all of its resources and use science, etc., to bring in the perfect society, the way things really should be, where you'd have bureaucrats and agencies of government deciding who gets born, who would die, the perfect socialist society. Bankers love socialism, and socialists are always borrowing from them anyway, you see, so that's why they love them. And basically we're here today going through the massive changes into this new world order, as they call it, and it's to be a planned society, a planned world order. And of course, we're all interdependent now, meaning that no one's independent. Independence is taboo in this system, and that's why really they're coming down on individuals who try to even extend their garden and do things like that. It's going to be a really ultra-freak show control time system that we're living in. And the whole world is in it because they've all signed treaties through the United Nations, and they're all part of it. So, and we're all responsible not only for your own country's debts, even though you have nothing to do with it. We're also responsible for everybody else's debt across the whole planet. This is what they're trying to bring in right now. So help yourself to the audios. Remember, too, I don't bring on guests as advertisers. We sell you things, and I have no sponsorship for this particular program. So it's up to you, listeners, to support me by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And member state donations are really, really welcome. From the U.S. to Canada, you can still use a personal check to Canada. You can also use an international postal money order from the post office. You can send cash, or you can use PayPal. And across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal. And state donations are really, really, in these hyperinflationary times, awfully welcome indeed. But as I say, that's really why I do it here. I try and give you the straight news, give you the history of the organizations, which are all out there to there's nothing secret about it. Even H.G. Wells in his day, he called it the open conspiracy because the big boys do publish what they're up to. And many of the players through the generations have published their own memoirs and talk about their participation in these global meetings across the world and all kinds of topics on banking and population control, on everything you know, can imagine under the sun. There's hundreds and hundreds of them take place every year across the world under the auspices of the United Nations. So we're really out in the cold, the general population. There's no point voting people in when you're already international. So what's the guy going to do for you when he's just a little princely, princeling under a global society, a global overlord? We're in it now, and that's what the public haven't quite caught themselves onto yet. They have a hard time believing that, because at election time out comes the flag and all the symbols of nationalism, and you always fall for it again. They never mentioned when they're running that so they're going to bring you into a further global society and take all your rights away from you. And what they actually say is, well, we can't help it, you see. Your old rights were under an old charter, we're under a new charter now. It's a charter of the United Nations. NATO is a big battering ram for the United Nations and this global order, and all their armies swap hats just overnight. It's quite amazing to watch them swap their hats from green or black, and then they wear the United Nations blue, which is a whole story itself, blue and the white, where that comes from, and where you've seen it before. Back with more after this break.
B Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Hi, folks. I'm back, Cuttings with Matrix. And generally, I explain what's happening in the world according to how I see it and how I've studied it, of course. And as I say, it's an open conspiracy of this whole agenda. They said it would take over 100 years to bring in. And towards this particular time, right now in the 21st century, the century of change, which they called it, we have to go through the massive changes. And we're already doing it. We're going through massive changes where socialism works well with the international bankers because they live on international debt and interest. That's how they get it. And so socialism is ideal way to control the public with lots of bureaucrats and government agencies, everyone under control from birth to death, basically. And Scotland and other countries, with the help of Sarkozy from France, who helped draft up the scheme, they're actually following children all through their lives now from birth to see how they do, all mental abilities, disabilities, you name it, IQ levels, etc., and their health, because they could do their health because, you see, we've all been crippled with all the inoculations they give us, which is obviously intentional too. And as things are going crazy in the world, which they are, this time was known to come along as people are freaked out under different circumstances, even with the ability of certain drugs, etc., and who knows what experimentation going on within society too. Because wherever you have really seedy things happening, you always find the CIA or the Canadian equivalent or the British equivalent all working on really shady, really terrible things. I mean, the CIA admitted, I mentioned this the other night, how they literally hired thousands of prostitutes over a 15-year period, and they got the prostitutes to try drugs out on some of the Johns, and they photographed them all. Thousands and thousands of people don't even know they've been photographed. But in some instances, they actually told the Johns, once you're under the drug, with the little mic, I guess, in the room, to kill the woman, and they did. They did. So the whole thing is to get a compliance drug, you see. And I mentioned that drug, scopolamine, the other day, and that was used for compliance as well. But if they could also use that for troops and add something else to make them vicious, you've got a perfect drug. They'll obey any order, they'll do whatever they're told, and they'll be utterly vicious to those outside their own troop. But I mentioned the strange thing that happened in the States. Everybody's wondering what really went on there, because the excuses of this bath salts nonsense, where they mix up a bunch of chemicals in the bathtub and drink them and drive them insane, doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all. There's some other ingredient here, and there's some formula here, and it's getting out. And it will be well studied, believe you me, by the big boys at the top, who always use these things for, like anything that's invented, is got a priority. The first thing is always for warfare purposes. Always. Now, that was Rudy Eugene, who had the naked lunch on the lawn with his partner. But more weird things are happening now that never happened before with different kinds of drugs. He's a Hackensack man, kind of unfortunate name, Hack, but it's a man who stabbed himself, and as the police officers came into his room, he started throwing his intestines at them. Now, you've never heard of this kind of thing before. I don't care what they're on, it just didn't happen with the drugs. A man who stabbed himself repeatedly in front of police and then threw his skin and intestines at them, take that, cops, remains in critical condition Tuesday morning. He's still alive. They got to the call at 10 p.m. Sunday from someone saying Wayne Carter, 43, had a knife and was threatening to hurt himself. So the police arrived at the Clay Street home. They kicked in the door to his room, which had been blocked with furniture. And Carter was in the corner of the room with a knife in his hand. He stood up, he yelled at the police, and he was, well, stabbing himself all over. Officers noticed that his intestines were protruding from a wound, and Heinemann said Carter allegedly threw some of his skin and intestines at the officers as they tried to enter the room. That makes no sense at all. Anyway, they got a SWAT team in, and they didn't kill this guy. They just managed to subdue him and take him off to the hospital. But what is it that's going on? What's happening in society? What's getting out there that wasn't there before that's bringing these odd things to happen? Something's going on. Something is definitely going on. And we'll be the last, of course, to be told what any truth is. I have no doubt about that. And here's another odd thing. I mentioned yesterday, too, how someone had sent a foot in a box, apparently, through the mail to the Conservative headquarters, Conservative Party headquarters in Ottawa. Well, apparently there was a hand there as well. And obviously this guy who sent them to Ottawa knew who he was after, because they've already got the guy's name who sent the stuff. So there's a connection between somebody in the political arena there and this fella. But it says Luca Rocco Magnota video allegedly showed body parts suspect dismembering victim. This is the guy who sent the foot and the hand off, you see. And he's apparently a gay porn star. It's a video that purportedly shows a suspect more in connection with the Ottawa Montreal body parts case, brutally killing and sexually assaulting a naked man, appears on a Canadian-operated website. I don't know how long it's been up there. I have all these links, by the way, but I'm not sure if I should put them up or not. Police are now studying the gruesome video, which is believed to have been taken by the suspect, and is identified today by police as Luca Rocco Magnota. Magnota is wanted in connection with the discovery of a man's torso stuffed in a local suitcase in Montreal, whose hand and foot were mailed to Ottawa. A man by the same name as Magnota, who is featured on a number of lurid websites as a low-budget gay porn star suspected of appearing in a number of killing videos, and probably people as well, because I've got one apartment where he's dismembering somebody, so it says here. And there was rumours that he was known to Carla Homolka, who was one of the mass murderers in Canada, along with Paul Bernardo. That's probably just that. It says, Magnota, however, vigorously denied the allegations and he didn't know them. Montreal police say other body parts were found in the apartment where the homicide took place, but wouldn't say which ones. They aren't ruling out other body parts being sent in the mail. Magnota 29 uses pseudonyms Eric Clinton Newman and Vladimir Romanov, and is wanted in a Canada-wide warrant. white, weighs 61 kilograms, and has black hair and blue eyes. He's believed to be originally from Toronto and was renting an apartment in a Montreal building that is now at the epicenter of the body parts investigation. Clifford and Nair said the detectives to the crime scene and said an apartment unit was one of the worst his force had seen. Well, absolutely. Very difficult, etc. So a conservative staffer in Ottawa called authorities about 11:30 a.m. to report the arrival of a suspicious bloodstained package at the party's headquarters just blocks away from Parliament Hill. And after police confirmed there was a severed foot inside, they announced another body part, a hand this time, had been found inside a package at the Ottawa Postal Terminal. They didn't say where it was bound to, where it was going to go, probably the same place, who knows. It's believed the hand was bound for the office of the Liberal Party, so maybe he knew different characters in these different parties, we'll never know. Police are also in possession of the video of the dismemberment, which was believed to have been taken by the suspect. Best Gord, the website showing the alleged Montreal attack, describes itself as a reality news website that posts real videos to show people the uncensored truth. They are as real as it gets, and I believe people have the right to know the truth, the website reads. Nearly 11-minute video purports to show Mr. Magnota attacking a naked man who is tied to a bed frame with both an ice pick and a kitchen knife. According to the description, the victim stabbed, his throat slashed, and is later decapitated and dismembered. The video filmed in a dimly lit room shows the attacker playing with his victim's limbs and using one of them to masturbate. They really are sickos, you know, in this odd alternative lifestyle that they have in the sadomasochistic system. The attacker later performs a sex act on the dismembered, decapitated corpse. I mean, this is real. You know, he'll probably be out and it must catch him in a few years. You know, who knows where he gets put in society. Anyway, as the video was posted on Best Gore May 25th, but it's unclear when or where it was filmed, the police have confirmed Magnota's Montreal apartment was a crime scene. Well, no kidding. So, what's going on in the world, eh? What's going on with people eating folk in public, you know, and throwing intestines at the police, and now you've got the hand body parts getting sent to politicians. What's going on? In the Canadian press, the same article too, police identified the porn actor as a suspect in the male body parts case. And same information pretty well. Word for word, almost the same thing. It says a woman on the 14th floor of the Conservative Party building said police wearing hazmat suits were seen in the building, and employees on the floor were told not to go to the 12th floor. That's standard now. They bring in the hazmat guys in case of some kind of terrorist infection getting thrown out there on whatever. The same thing happened, by the way, before the guy, Rudy Eugene, had his naked lunch. Because there was rashes breaking out in schools down that same area over a month's period, and the school children were getting these rashes, and the hazmat guys were in to try to find out what was causing it, but so far they claim they found nothing. That's what is going on. What is going on? Will we ever know? Will we ever know? It's just amazing. It's amazing what's happening. But to most folk, you know, it's probably, they've watched so much horror movies and slaughter movies that they think nothing of it today. Because even when they hear things, they're living half in reality and half in fantasy all the time, I think most people today. We're so debased as a society. Which is the intention. You cannot take control of an entire society without debasing them and bringing down the culture. And that's what's happened. It's happened already. It's finished. Really, the culture is finished. Full-scale war has been done for 100 years, mainly from the 50s onwards, and you're seeing the result today, and it obviously will get worse as we go through all this, obviously. And an article was sent to me also says that the three-name wonder, Luca Rocco Magnota, Magnota is also known as Eric Clinton Newman, and it's Vladimir Romanov. He was always known as Eric Clinton Newman until he became Vladimir Romanov and then Luca Rocco Magnota. Yeah, so they'll know what his real name is, of course, and I pretty well suspect what it will be. But yeah, we're going down the tubes fast as the big boss. part of the adjustments had to be, remember, that you had to accept all kinds of different cultures, and any traits that they had that mesh with yours, you'd have to accept them anyway. You can't allow yourself to be offended. Only the minority groups can be offended by law. You can't, as any kind of traditional majority in your country. That's part of it. That also went for religion. That's why they wiped your basic religions and destroyed them. Pretty well destroyed them all. Probably gave you Hinduism and meditation and lots of other things to replace it with. And you go back to the 1800s, and Madame Blavatsky said the same thing, that they would choose the churches. They would bring the New Age religion, a mixture of the Eastern religions, and they'd bring it through the Western religions, through the churches, until it destroyed what was existing in the West. It's all been done. Because, you see, that's where your morality and your moral culture came from. But now you have to be all accepting. When you're told to be PC, you become PC or else, because liberals can't stand anybody not obeying them. But that's how liberal they are. History with the internet, and people saw this coming a long time ago, would just go down the memory hole, as Orwell called it. And it's an article here about that. Everybody knows this too. If you say, you've got to save everything, because if you go back to look at it later, it's gone, and it might never reappear. It often doesn't. But his history disappears in a digital black hole, and he says, the valuable data retaining to the most pivotal moments in modern Scottish history has been lost down a digital black hole, the National Library of Scotland has warned. And it says, the internet revolution means much of what was once recorded in books or on paper now appears online. But Martin Wade, chief executive of the NLS, said there's no system for comprehensively preserving this type of information, and that online and social media coverage for the past 20 years is fast disappearing. Among the material that's been lost are web pages relating to the first Scottish Parliament, the internet and social media coverage of the 2011 London riots, that's gone, the 2009 Westminster parliamentary expenses scandal, and the July 2005 London bombings. All awfully convenient things to lose, isn't it? There's still a lot of debating going on about them. People in 100 years' time will fail to understand why we have not collected material on really important events in Scotland's history. Well, it isn't just Scotland, it's everybody's history. Probably in 20 years' time, all the stuff to do with the project for the New American Century Group that laid out the whole list of countries they wanted to take down, including Serbia, by the way, and all that will be gone, all gone, and we'll have this vague conception of why we went to war in the first place and what it was even all about. So they won't know what really happened and so on. There's currently chunks of web content disappear because its creators take it down. Whether regulations allowing the NLS to collect everything printing the UK website creators have intellectual property rights to their material. Only a few thousand websites are harvested each year, but collecting 100% of the material would require preserving 10 million websites. In 2003, the Westminster Parliament passed legislation allowing libraries, such as the NLS, the legal right to collect and store electronic publications, in the same way printed publications have been collected for centuries. However, there have been long delays in implementing the regulations. So it's so easy and awfully convenient for those who want to change history. You simply pull it, right, and it's gone. And no one will know when a generation dies off. You know, even before that, because most people forget things. Today especially, they forget things. They have very little memory left. And I won't even really touch on the Bilderberg group, because you find out afterwards what they were all talking about through the Council on Foreign Relations, because that's their arm of propaganda, basically, for all media and the members of it. And they will come up on their sites telling you really how the world should go and what countries should start doing that. That's all really the agenda. That's where it comes out from. Otherwise, it's all guesswork, you see. The only thing you can really get from them is to see new faces, where they come from, what they are right now in society, and where they're obviously going to go, because that German is the new president or prime minister coming along, they're asked to go before they make them, so they get approval there. But I noticed that Redford from Alberta, Canada, who's the premier, is a kind of state governor type idea, she's a lifer working for government. She's a lawyer, of course, but a lifer working for government and home and abroad departments, even the United Nations too. She worked for the United Nations too, so she might be getting put up there to replace Harper. warming is so totally over, it says here from the Telegraph. Even President Obama concedes to this. Now, the problem is that after 20 years or more of infectious drivel from the richly funded global junk science community, such as NASA, the Royal Society, the University of East Anglia's Climatic Research Unit, the National Academy of Sciences, the minds of too many politicians have been poisoned and too much damage has already been done. Which brings us to the Energy Secretary Ed Davies' draft energy bill. This is in Britain. It's a disaster and will, if implemented, do untold damage to the British economy and the British landscape. So much is obvious to anyone with half a brain or the mere smattering of knowledge about Britain's approaching energy gap, about the utter uselessness of renewables, and about the shale gas story. Yet it seems that few in our political class can see it, and those who do, such as Graham Stringer, Peter Lilly, seem not to have enough clout to make any difference. Well, I've said that years ago, it doesn't matter if God himself came down and says, oh, global warming and climate change is all nonsense, there's a big agenda going on. It would matter, they'd have to kill him. Because this is a must-be to get us all under. You understand, this junk science is going to control every single person's life. You will have to write out forms every year to do with carbon taxes. And how much, and you even get forms sent to, do you think you're using up more or create more carbon than the average person? What do you think about it? How can you cut back? I'm not kidding you. It's all training, psychological training, conditioning reflexes, etc. And this is the world they're going to bring in. And, of course, this is an economy that's going to replace everything else. The old system in a post-consumer society, which they've said at the Club of Rome, means you can't consume and spend on junk stuff from China and throw it away again, which will be bust anyway. You won't have the cash to do that. Everything, all your disposable income is going to go off paying taxes, fees, energy taxes, carbon taxes. That's the idea. That's the new economy. And it's all made to keep you in line to obey, obey, obey. Anyway, he says everything that the tragic Davy, whose only possible use to mankind would be as maybe second or third runner-up in a Wayne Rooney lookalike type contest, has to say on the subject is either wrong, stupid, fascist, economically suicidal, a total misrepresentation of truth, or all five put together. In other words, Britain's going to stick to its energy policy with massive carbon reduction, that's really what it boils down to, and not use the fracking stuff to its full extent, and to show China how good they are, in the hope that China might say, oh, well, we should follow that example. This is what they're telling the general public, you see. So anyway, this is Bishop Heble Hill notes, this is absolute rubbish. In the US, the price of gas has not risen, but has collapsed, thanks to the wholesale exploitation of shale gas. This is one reason the US economy is growing and ours isn't. Cheap energy is good for everyone. Not, it must be said, for this and any of Obama's, is Obama's doing. None of it is Obama's doing. It's happened despite him rather than because of him. Indeed, Obama is just as ideologically committed as his European socialist counterparts are to driving up the cost of energy, as the story at PG Media reveals. Lots of links on this article, and I'll put it up for those who want to peruse it. Now, Eurozone crisis. Well, I've mentioned so many times, and you'll actually hear characters on videos from the Council on Foreign Relations always say the same thing. How can we use this crisis to our advantage? Hillary Clinton said it too on a couple of occasions. And so they create the problem and they create the crisis because they want to give you what was pre-made a priori, the solution, you see. And they're using the crisis with all the bailouts and getting every other country in massive debt as they go on their way to do so, in order to create crisis, which will then help them integrate further. No sovereignty at all. Now read this article when I come back from this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Yeah. This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, John, you know, we were kind of wondering
what?
That, well, we knew you guys were saving stuff and getting ready for something like
yes.
this. So what I'm trying to say
the answer is no.
Man, I've been your friend for 20 years. We played on the company softball team together.
We simply don't have enough food.
But I'm your friend.
Look, Norbert, I came to you 3 years ago, and you basically called me crazy and walked away.
But...
Sorry.
Bummer.
Folks, they may be rolling their eyes at you now, but they'll be on your front porch when it all hits the fan. So why don't you mosey on over to TexasReady.net and order up a Liberty Seed Bank for you, your shirt-tailed relatives, and all your non-prepping friends. Order your bank at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas Ready?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt, studying through the Matrix and explaining the big system in which we live, because the system was designed a long, long time ago, right down to the creation of central banks across the world. All the central banks were to be under the umbrella of the Bank for International Settlements in Switzerland. That's already happened. The IMF is a part of it, which has come up its full power as an authority over banks and countries, actually. It's a bit heavy. They come in when you can't pay or you're bankrupt, and they run your government for you, and they cut your health care, everything, pensions a lot, and just rob you blindly. So you have the World Bank, IMF, and the BIS all working together now. And that took a long time to get all that set up. But again, they do it in stages, 50-year plans, 75, 100-year plans for different parts of their program. And here they are with the European Commission. Remember, Europe was set up in a form of secrecy. The public were not to be told until the late 90s where it was already set up and running this parliament that it was going to be taking over all of their sovereignty. They knew that at the beginning, of course, but it's lied and lied to the public, similar to the way that they're lying to Canadians and guys in the U.S. and Mexico, that the American Free Trade Agreement, which led to NAFTA, and it's still ongoing, and there are umpteen different things of science since, is for total amalgamation and integration. This was the old plan of the Council on Foreign Relations at Royal Institute of International Affairs a long time ago. Same things happened to Australia, New Zealand, and the Eastern Rim countries, Far East, as they go under their system too. And then now they put the right woman in charge of the Fabian Society to make sure it's hammered home. And China is to be the overlord for the Far East. as they're finding out in Australia. Now, in Europe, as I say, the European Commission has proposed that money set aside for helping governments, that's that these private banks and the business of these central banks, right, is to help governments, should be used to bail out ailing banks directly. The Commission also pushed for more integration, that's the everything, their whole lifestyle, everything, through a Euro-wide banking union, which again, they said 100 years ago they'd do this, at the Office of International Affairs, and the groups that pre-existed them, which were on the go, the Milner Groups, Milner Society, and the Cesar Rhodes Foundation that worked with Rothschild. And a single deposit protection scheme to protect savers. No one thought they would protect your savings. So it says the call comes as fears over the health of Spanish banks have shaken markets. Bankia, Spain's fourth largest bank, has asked for another 19 billion euros recently from Madrid, which itself is struggling to get spending under control to meet its deficit targets. Now, you understand that Greece, Spain, Portugal, and other countries that are getting hammered right now by these lenders and by the European Central Bank. They're using it all, of course, as I say, to integrate the countries further under total political control. Socialist, too. And they also are going to bring in a system which is closer to a kind of Soviet-type system, but a fascist bunch on the top ruling it all. They prepare socialism to rule over the public, keeping them quiet, lots of bureaucracies and cops and government agencies dealing with the people at the bottom, which is the majority of the public. But they're in the same position as Germany was between World War One and Two. At the end of World War One, they were supposed to pay off everybody else's debts from Germany for the cost of World War One. And in the Treaty of Versailles, that was written in by the two Warburg brothers, one from the who just came across the U.S. and got his citizenship in time to be head of the Federal Reserve that was just opened, you see. Another one was working for the German side, for the German Bundesbank. And the two brothers basically were running the whole damn show, who owed what to whom, which is all their banks, you see. And that's how these countries are now under the same kind of thing. And journalists at the end of, when they saw what was happening, and Germany was going to be burdened with this massive debt that they could never get out from, borrowing money at 40%, 50% interest per mark, which can't be done. It's accumulative, you see. The same with these guys. They downgrade them by poors, Standard and Poor's, and then end up paying massive interest for every buck they borrow, basically, or euro. And they can't get and that's what they said at the end of World War One. Germany will either rise again and fight their way out of this, or they'll starve themselves to death. That's literally the choice that these swine are giving these countries, most of whom the populations didn't want to go into this amalgamation in the first place. It was all done through deceit by their politicians, who all belong to the same associations like the CFR. They have them across the whole of Europe. The whole European Parliament is made up of CFR members. And now they're stuck with it all. And these bankers are getting what they want through the crisis. So they want to amalgamate them all, you see, and have no sovereignty left whatsoever. They want to denationalize until there's no vestige of what you were. Your culture is to be totally destroyed in every country. I hope you realize that's the whole agenda. Big plans these boys have. When you rule the world, you know, you don't have little plans. You have big plans. And you have the power to make it happen. Anyway, it says the Commission's comments are part of its analysis of Europe's response to the debt crisis. The economic situation in the euro area deteriorated significantly over the last year, the Commission said. So it's just amazing. And these same swine, and they are swine, these bankers, will have you supposedly competing with China. How can you compete with China? You're paying more taxes than average group of Chinese in a factory pay in a year. They get, in fact, you pay more taxes than they get paid in a month. We pay that just in taxes. We can't compete against China at the wages they get. So who's kidding who? There's a big plans here beyond all of this, of course, beyond all of this, into this world system. And now we're into, after the crashing of the banks across the West as well and across the world, and then as all bailing them out, the same bankers that caused it in the first place, who none of whom got poor and flung in prison for it. You got rewarded for it, as far as I can see, by your tax money, which you and your children and great-grandchildren will pay off forever. Remember, debt to slavery, that's the law, actually. That is the law. Go back into your history books and see where it all came from. And that means, too, that your offspring belong to those that you owe the money to. Very old system hasn't been changed. Anyway, in Iraq, of course, we knew that we were going in to plunder it and to do away with the enemies, supposedly of America's ally. And but to plunder it was a big thing. And it's the same list, as I said before, the pretty well taken out. They still got a couple of Syria, Syria take out, and also Iran. Iran has buckles under, they'll take them out too. Because they were all on the same list in the 90s that Obama's following. Remember, Rumsfeld congratulated Obama for following the same list and policies from the New American Century, project for the New American Century Group. Everything's done years ago, folks. The excuses they can make up any time at all, the tax-based bunch. Also, of course, there's a guy who took photographs back in 2003 of an atrocity in Iraq, complained to the BBC for using the same photographs and claiming they were the recent ones from Syria, a massacre in Syria. The BBC is using old stuff from Iraq to blame on Syria. It just happened, you see. I'll put those links up tonight as well. But back to Iraq. Iraq auctions 12 new oil and gas blocks. And it says Iraq started its fourth energy bidding round to allow international companies to compete for exploration deals and gas areas, oil and gas areas. As an OPEC member country, it's all OPEC, you see, and seeks to expand its crude reserves and become a major gas exporter. And it says the auction was the latest step in Iraq's program to rapidly, it's got a puppet government, but it's, of course Iraq's planning it all, right, to rapidly build up its energy sector after years of war and sanctions, but tough service contract terms could crimp investor interest in the latest bidding round. And it mentions massive areas, you know, blocks are about 8,000 square kilometers, etc., each. And the companies that are going in for it are led by Kuwait Energy and Partners. Now, remember, Kuwait is what Saddam at one time attacked, started the whole Gulf War one, supposedly. Kuwait was run by American companies and British companies. In fact, George Bush Senior and Junior both worked with those companies in Kuwait. That was how they got their real start in oil business. And what they did at the time, for those who can remember, it was in the papers for a long time before the war started, even a couple of years before Saddam attacked Kuwait, was that these companies in Kuwait, British and American, were drilling under the border of Iraq with drills. They could literally go transverse under the ground, and they're going right miles and miles into Iraq and tapping out their oil. That's how it really started. That's why I attacked them, for those who can remember that. Anyway, it says they offered a remuneration fee of $6.24 per barrel of oil equivalent. The Iranians decided to, according to the remuneration fees offered, with the lowest bids winning blocks. Industry sources said companies would have to offer $10 to $20 a barrel for the service fee to compensate for risks involved. By the way, they're giving to China and Israel from Iraq oil at $2 a barrel. How's that? How's that? Two companies who weren't even involved and didn't lose any lives. And the whole thing was all Americans that lost their lives and British. That's what I'm saying. You're always used at the bottom, you know. You're always used at the bottom. And in Australia, they're really getting the message now. Because the Fabianist Gillard, Prime Minister, is allowing big companies to bring in their own workers. They're ignorant, actually, of a thing that happened back in the 90s. I'll touch on that tonight, though, as to why this is happening. But it's just problems for the Prime Minister continue to emerge, the latest being the government's decision to allow Gina Rinehart to bring in foreign workers for her big plant, apparently, a big mining thing. Julia Gillard has promised no Australian worker will miss out on a job as a result of the federal government's decision to allow mining magnate Gina Rinehart to import more than 1,700 workers for an iron ore project in Western Australia. Companies won't be able to bring in foreign workers if there's an Australian ready, able and willing to do the work on the jobs board, the Prime Minister said in Melbourne this afternoon. Now, I've read the articles here before where they're bringing in thousands of them from India even, and one of the companies are employing nothing but people from India. They're bringing them in, set up the work camps and everything else. And that deal was made, I can't remember the exact name of it, but it was, again, the United Nations and the World Trade Organization. They had panels from every government's bureaucracies working in France for 1 or 2 years to allow them to buy properties and projects in other countries and bring in their own workers. That was all part of it. And you could pay them their own wages as though they were still back at home, by the way. That was part of the deal. But, of course, Ms. Gillard ain't going to mention that part of it. This is more than 17 foreign workers for Gina Reinhart, Immigration Minister, because Brown approved the deal, and Prime Minister Julia Gillard is uneasy. So she's lying, as they're already flooding in the country. 1,700 foreign workers, just for one operation. There's other operations on the go. It says there'll be some need for foreign labour, but the amazing size of what's happening in our resource sector means there won't be enough Australians to fill the jobs. Now, I've got other articles, too, I'll put up tonight from Australians who and big unions and so on who say there's plenty of labour here, and, of course, they've not even been consulted about it. Yeah. You see, the New World Order is ruthless, folks. It doesn't give a damn about you or anybody else. They must get their big agenda through, and they know that you can't make an omelette without breaking eggs. You know, that's what Rockefeller said once, too. You can't make an omelette without breaking eggs. And so all the people who are living in the poverty line are just the broken eggshells, you see. It's for a good cause, you understand, so that the right folk can rule the world properly in a global society and share all the wealth to each other, that is, you know, and leave a few pennies for poorer countries. Gangsters run the world. Doesn't matter what you want to call them by any titles that they give themselves. Gangsters run the world. It's always been that way, though. You see? It's now, I'd also put up a link tonight to a video where Obama, who normally reads his scripts very, very carefully, because he's been trained to read and memorize his scripts, but he actually blamed the Polish people for one of the death camps by mistake, you see, and now he's going to apologize. And say it was the Nazis and so on. And well, I wonder what he says when he goes to Russia and take the account of the multi-millions that were slaughtered all through the Soviet regime. They never touch on that, do they? The reason, of course, for a good reason for that. Now, the CIA's drone campaign in Pakistan has killed dozens of civilians who have gone to help rescue victims after the first drones. What they're doing now, they're sending in second drones half an hour later. So when civilians go to see if there's anybody left alive, they get blown up as well. You see, this is the latest little con. The little boys who play the games with joysticks and all that and don't even leave their place of residence when they're doing it. It's like a video game to them. The findings are published just days after President Obama claimed that the drone campaign in Pakistan was a targeted, focused effort and has not caused a huge number of civilian casualties. Speaking publicly for the first time on the controversial CIA drone strikes, Obama claimed last week that he was strictly to target terrorists, rejecting what he called this perception we're just sending in a whole bunch of silly strikes willy-nilly, he says. Drones have not caused a huge number. Well, what's a huge number to politicians and lawyers? He told a questioner at the online forum. It's a targeted, focused effort at people who are on a list of active terrorists trying to go in and harm Americans. But research by the Bureau has found that since Obama took office 3 years ago, between 282 and 535 civilians have been credibly reported as killed, including more than 60 children. A three-month investigation, including eyewitness reports, has found evidence that at least 50 civilians were killed in follow-up strikes when they had gone to help victims. They could sneak them in a half an hour afterwards and blow up the helpers. There'd be a lot of curious children, too, you know, go on. More than 20 civilians have also been attacked in deliberate strikes on funerals and mourners. The tactics have been condemned by leading legal experts. Well, they can always condemn all they want. It means nothing, does it? So I'll put this link up too, and you can have a look through that. There's a lot of statistics, etc. casualties and people have got blown up. As we bring civilization to the world and all the other excuses they use to plunder. Here's the article here, after Gillard allowing 1,700 and more on the way, workers, foreign workers, to come in to Australia to please their pals in business, you know. It says, Program Maintenance Services, a company that has tripled its profit by providing staff and services to booming mining industry, says it's got no trouble finding Australian workers for resources projects. The chief executive, Chris Sutherland, said Programmed, I guess that's the name of the organization, recently received 3,600 applications from Australians for 80 plant jobs, operator jobs, with Pilbara iron ore miner Fortescue Metals Group paying over $100,000 per year. So he says there's plenty of folk willing to fill all these jobs that were being taken by the foreigners. Back with more after this break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hi folks, I'm back, adding to the Matrix. And of course we talk about compassion all the time, and this is why apparently they're robbing everyone at home to throw your money across the world, the redistribution of wealth, they call it. The light marks an awful lot. And of course never gets to where it's going to go. It goes to foreign corporations, which are corporations they own in other countries, third world countries. And we build them, in fact, with that cash. Well, but it's giving jobs for people abroad, you see. But at home, of course, as this is all happening, you have this hypocrisy. And you have this article here, for instance, that the Denver City Council approved a homeless camping ban Monday night in the face of an angry crowd that taped dollar bills to the most enchanted chamber after the 9-4 vote and staged a sit-in outside the chambers. Mayor Michael Hancock is expected to sign the bill into law today because they've got forbids unauthorized camping on public and private property, and then we're going to effect May 30th, giving police time to learn the procedures on how to deal with homeless people caught illegally sleeping outside. The police chief, Robert White, said he expects officers to have a light touch, and arrests would occur only as a last resort. It will depend on how much of their shift they got to do. Tonight was not about winners or losers, but beginning a long process. A long process of providing smart services, you know, smart stuff, you know, to individuals that need it the most, said the bill's sponsor, Councilman Albus Brooks. Time and patient application, not rhetoric, will reveal the true nature of this ordinance. And it says the legislation has sparked emotions and controversy since its beginning, but the passion has reached a peak Monday night with protesters holding a rally outside the city and county buildings and raising signs and voices during the meeting. Their post-vote sit-in disbanded when police officers asked them to leave. And I will add, or else, as you get this light touch stuff. During the meeting, which was not a hearing in which the public was allowed to comment, that's democracy, you see, the public were not allowed to comment during the meeting, protesters shouted down Council President Chris Nevitt, who pounded the gavel, being a good mason, and being a good mason too, he also said, "I need order, God damn it," you see, so he damned God, after threatening to clear audience members from the chamber. And Councilman Rabin Knich stood up and told audience members to behave or they wouldn't be able to witness the vote on the bill. So that's how you deal with the people at home who are out of work and homeless, and probably a lot of them more still lost their homes during the bank crashes when the bank scammed everybody with the fake mortgages and so on. That's the world we live in, folks. So, yeah, unless you're a really good crook and gangster, you aren't going to get up in life, you see, in the right connections. But it's better if you're born in the right families to start with, though. You know, there's articles on the psychopaths. If they're born in the right families, the sky's the limit. Just look at all the famous families who, you know, become presidents and top CEO positions in corporations in the military industrial complex. In the UK, of course, the UK has, it calls itself the home of democracy, and they've got police helicopters now, special ones, spying on the public, more and more of them. It's a growth industry, and there's no other industry except us, you know, the people inside of the industry, although they possibly don't know it themselves, would be terrorists. So the Metropolitan Police have been using super-sensitive cameras and sound recorders on its air support unit helicopters, raising fears that government is spying on the lives of ordinary British. Well, what do you mean raising the fears? They are spying on the lives of ordinary British citizens in the violation of civil liberties. Anyway, they can see you miles away. They can hear you miles away. Probably it's got the same stuff as that Blue Thunder movie that was out years ago in the 70s, where they can see through your home with infrared and everything else to see where you're up to. Of course they have all that stuff on it, folks. You're paying for it all, too. Technology is wonderful, isn't it? From Hamish, myself, Ontario, Canada, it's good night. May your God or your gods go with you.